This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning. Good morning, America. I guess it really depends on where you're listening and what time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Sorry for the faux pas. I got a care package today from Karen Tactical Innovations, so I'm in a very advanced state of euphoria at the moment. It will pass. Now, we have a new problem. It's not a hard problem to figure out, but it is a new problem. It is a problem that has to, has to be addressed. You have 25 states that have passed permitless carry laws. And that means millions upon millions of law-abiding Americans have chosen to exercise their rights by carrying a defensive firearm, either openly or concealed, without a permission slip from the government. But there is one thing that hasn't kept up with that. Excuse me. And that is the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990. This act prohibits possession of a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school or school property. If you drive by a school, unless that school is a long way away, because 1,000 feet, we're talking, what, 300 yards? A little more than 300 yards. 320, 30 yards. 330 yards. It has to be 330 yards away from you when you drive by it. The Gun-Free School Zone Act does not recognize constitutional carry or any other form of permitless carry. There is one exception. Gun owners who possess a valid concealed carry permit or license issued by their state are exempt from the law. But to be clear, constitutional carriers are not. Which, if I may be so bold, is actually pretty stupid. To comply with this, permitless carriers are supposed to stop before they enter the gun-free zone, unload their firearm, and secure it in a locked container or rack within their vehicle. If they do not comply and are caught, the Gun-Free School Zone Act is punishable by a $5,000 fine and up to 5 years in a federal prison. Now, the mid-1990s, the U.S. Supreme Court found that this was unconstitutional because Congress had exceeded its authority under the Commerce Clause. So, President Bill Clinton turned to his Attorney General Janet Reno for a fix. And Reno produced an amendment that required the government to prove that the firearm has moved in or the possession of such firearm otherwise affects interstate or foreign commerce. So, Clinton wrote in a letter to Congress, "The Attorney General reported to me that this proposal would have little, if any, impact on the ability of prosecutors to charge this offense, for the vast majority of firearms have moved in commerce before reaching their eventual possessor." And the U.S. Supreme Court has not ruled on the constitutionality of the amended law. So, at 2:18 a.m. on December 20th, a Beloit, Wisconsin police officer stopped a silver SUV for a traffic offense. The ATF press release stated that this traffic offense occurred less than 1,000 feet from a school. The driver was driven, or the driver of the vehicle was David Barber, 38, of Beloit. He handed the officer a state-issued ID card. He did not have a valid driver's license. He was a prohibited person, and at the time of the traffic stop, he was on federal probation after being released from prison for heroin trafficking. According to the press release, he also was apparently not the smartest guy in the room. The officer noticed a large revolver and open alcohol in the center console and ordered Barber to step out of the vehicle. And Barber then drove off fleeing the scene. So the ATF said officers went to the address on Barber's ID and found him inside his brother's apartment. They located a Wyrosh 45 Colt single action revolver inside a medicine cabinet, and his DNA was found on the trigger of the gun. Now, it never mentions how officers gained entry to the locked apartment building after they arrived, or that they had never bothered to get a search warrant before entering the Barber Brother apartment. And we get this. While tenants have keys to the two common entrances, everyone else generally needs to be buzzed in by a resident using the electronic door release button inside each apartment. In this case, police use a pocket knife to force open a common entrance door. This was what Barber's defense attorney wrote in a motion to suppress evidence, in this case, the revolver. When a judge overruled that motion to suppress, an attorney familiar with the case said the evidentiary issue forced prosecutors to offer Barber a plea deal. So they charged him with a violation of the Gun-Free School Zone Act rather than any more serious felon in possession of a firearm statute. So they just ignored a law with a plea deal. Assistant U.S. Attorney Corey Stephen, who had prosecuted the case, would not discuss his reasons for negotiating that plea and offering that lesser charge. I think it's Stephen. Let me put it that way. He said, "I represent the government in this particular case. There may in fact be an appeal in this case." Now, neither Stephen nor his boss, United States Attorney Timothy M. O'Shea, would say how many other gun-free zone school act causes cases that Beloit police have referred to the ATF or the U.S. Attorney's Office that resulted from traffic stops that were made within 1,000 feet of a school. And so Barber pled guilty to the lesser charge on October 12, 2022. He was sentenced to 42 months in federal prison for possessing a firearm in a school zone. His case was investigated by Beloit police and the ATF as part of the Project Safe Neighborhoods, which the ATF described as a program bringing together all the levels of law enforcement and the communities they serve to reduce violent crime and gun violence and to make our neighborhoods safer for everyone. So, last year, Congressman Thomas Massie introduced legislation to repeal the Gun-Free School Zone Act by reintroducing the His Safe Students Act, which would have made it easier for the state and local governments, including school boards, to establish their own firearm policies. He said, at the time, gun-free zones are ineffective and make our schools less safe. Since 1950, 98% of mass public shootings have occurred in places where citizens are banned from having guns. Banks, churches, sports stadiums, and many of my colleagues in Congress are protected with firearms, yet children inside the classroom are too frequently left vulnerable. That's nothing is truer than that. And his legislation, which was originally introduced by Ron Paul in 2007, was strongly supported by pro-gun groups. They plan to reintroduce this in this Congress. And the takeaway from this law raises safety and constitutional issues. And gun-free zones kill. That's first and foremost. That they're magnets for mayhem. They place our children in horrible peril while disarming those who would defend them. And that is enough to repeal it. And legally, it is a trap. The act is waiting silently for any suspecting gun owner to drive by a school. It is unreasonable to assume that these law-abiding folks are even aware they're violating the law, and most certainly, the penalty does not fit the crime. And this is ripe for abuse. And I would hope the ATF isn't advising its Project Safe Neighborhood partners to focus their traffic stops within 1,000 feet of a school so federal charges can be brought if a firearm's found. But if they have shown it, they do not care. They don't care. They've shown it. Right now, millions of Americans have to decide whether they would risk becoming felons or comply with unconstitutional rulemaking after purchasing firearm accessories the ATF once said were perfectly legal. So this should come as no big surprise. And it would be a big surprise if the ATF is providing guidance on other ways to circumvent the United States Constitution. There are still reasons to get a permit in a permitless carry state, especially if you're going to go across state lines. And I don't know enough about the reciprocity that may be in place for those, but definitely need to be paying attention to everything around you when you're out there. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners NewsHour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Dateline San Francisco, the Bayside Burg that gives us, well, we still have her, Nancy Pelosi and sidewalk toilets, is now proposing the ultimate in nonsense. A few million bucks of reparations for everyone whose grandparents came from the right continent at the right time. And it's actually more generous than that, because you may also be eligible if you were a victim of the drug war. That is, if you were a scumbag drug dealer, justly imprisoned for slinging poison before the narcotics were effectively legalized by the same leftists whose hometown proposes this giveaway. Well, if a bunch of people who were never slaves should get free money from people who never owned slaves, I propose that the people forking over the dollars be the leftist San Francisco Democrats who never owned slaves. In fact, I think that these particular idiots, who with their fellow race hustlers and freaky degenerates and the pinko commie jerks, who have turned the American dream into a just utter nightmare, they owe us the rest of us reparations for screwing up the country. So get out your checkbooks, you mutants. It's time to pay us for having to put up with your nonsense. The only thing in question is how much. Let's be clear, shall we, about the nature of reparations. It's morally illiterate nonsense pushed by creeps and subscribed to by the greedy and or the stupid. And the idea that some people should get free money today from other people based on their race is a moral atrocity so total, so unambiguous, that it could only be wholeheartedly embraced by the kind of morons and charlatans who make up the leftist progressives of America. There should be no conversation about reparations. Only a looming middle finger demonstrating our refusal to accept the premise that this is worthy of consideration by decent people. Michael Corleone said it best to Senator Pat Geary in Godfather 2. My offer is this: nothing. There's no debate, no room for some compromise in which people who committed no wrong, except for the misfortune of being born with currently unfashionable genes, give the fruit of their time and labor to other people with currently fashionable genes as penance for crimes that the former did not commit and that the latter did not suffer. They get nothing. Not a penny. Not even an apology. No one alive today did wrong to anyone alive today. This is ritual abasement and humiliation, and we're not playing that. Blood guilt is a disgusting and primitive notion that I'm not going to have any part of. This is so much like gun control, too. I mean, the transparency of the way they press these new and innovative ways to separate you from your money or your property or your liberty, it boggles the mind. I sit here and I'm like, what could they possibly do next? And then they come up with this. Now, there are some people besides the progressives and the race hustlers and suckers who think that their reparation check is in the mail, who love the idea. These are the KKK types, the kind of mouth breathers who would join that Democrat-founded organization. A real racist loves the idea of separating people by race and making good people suffer because of it. This is the way you generate hate and resentment upon which these parasites thrive. And if you want to promote racism, and many of these race card counters seem entirely committed to doing this, you would want to punish innocent people because of their skin color in favor of other people of a different skin color. What better way to promote dissension and resentment? The best thing that ever happened to the relatively few actual racists out there was that the white leftists and their idiotic ideas. Now, some might call the total rejection of the moral abomination of reparations racist. But some people are liars and idiots, and who the hell cares what they say? If they don't call you racist for this, they're going to call you racist for something else. Never care about lies. Give them nothing except mockery and laugh at them. This is across the board. Guns, climate change, reparations. This does not excuse the left from ponying up for the wrongs they themselves have committed upon the decent and the normal through their hideous policies. Crime, they love it. Or at least do everything consistent with liking it. Bankrupt the cops, impose prosecutors who won't prosecute. If you want a recipe for inner city bloodshed, that's it, and it works. Every dead kid killed in a crossfire between gangbangers who got a pat on the head and a no-bail release, the last time they got caught rampaging is on the Democrats. There's a solution to crime. You could do opposite of what Lord Lightfoot does in Chicago. Well, the left won't do it. The budget? How many freeloaders are we carrying along because Uncle Sucker is passing out dollars to every bum and chiseler and lowlife with his her or their palm out? They have changed the purpose of government from protecting our borders and killing our enemies and hanging criminals to providing cash to anybody too lazy to pull their own weight. And we, the normal people who work, carry guns, make things, run things, drive things, make things happen, we deserve reparations from the indolent and the lazy. Look around. The Rio Grande is a highway instead of an obstacle. Perverts are trying to groom our kids. Schools are becoming conformity factories that churn out some woke numbskulls who think the three branches of government are Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And they might actually have a point on that one, but that's another story. The left has imposed upon us a desiccated, corrupt pervert as a president, and a ruling class as unaccomplished and greedy as he is. We used to be great. We used to be respected. Or, depending on who you were, we used to be feared. Thanks to them, last week we got humiliated by a little blimp. And those of us who built this country, who feed it and fuel it and make it function, who defend it and fund it and deserve, we deserve reparations from the people who've trashed it. And you should pay the hell up. Right after you roll up your own reparations demand real tight, light it on fire and stuff it where even Fang Fang feared to go. Everything in their agenda, is meant to denigrate you, to control you, to take everything you got from you, to disarm you. They don't. You know, this is not freedom. This is not liberty that they're pushing. I got asked one time, how come conservative radio does so much better than, you know, Democrat-type radio? And I just looked at the idiot that asked me the question. I said, look at what you guys are selling. While right now it may seem quaint and conceptual, all these freedom and liberty things that are out there, they are out there. Like them or not. And I haven't done anything to anybody. We're going to see what happens in San Francisco. Remember, everybody thinks we should be the United States of California. So what do you have to look forward to? Well, you know, you need to get some snake repellent boots that will resist snake fangs because you're going to be walking through needles, and put some plastic bags on it for the feces on the sidewalk. That's step one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. An unidentified object was shot down 10 miles off the frozen coast of Alaska.
On February 9, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected an object on ground radar and further investigated and identified the object using fighter aircraft.
That object has not been characterized as a balloon, but was described as being the size of a small car. It's unclear what the object looks like or where it came from. The last batch of documents with the names of those associated with deceased deceased financier Jeffrey Epstein will be unsealed in the near future. New Zealand, bracing for its most intense tropical cyclone since the 1990s. Tropical cyclone Gabrielle is off the coast of the North Island with sustained winds of 85 miles an hour right now, and it is heading toward that area after it was hit with record flooding last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The more ambitious gun control advocates out there, the reason they're always looking, you know, we see what's happening in the states, but, I mean, gun controllers are never happy with the state approach. It's the same way with abortion or climate change. I mean, they want the federal government to be in charge, and they want us all to kowtow to the federal government. And, you know, so they have this whole of government approach. And they want to bring it to bear to stamp out your right to keep and bear arms. They have weaponized the ATF and the FBI. They're trying to weaponize Visa. And now they're going to focus their attention on the Federal Trade Commission as their latest conscript in their war on firearm-related freedoms. And how they plan to do this provides an enlightening case study of the politicization of government for partisan and ideological end. Because one thing to remember about government, no matter what it is, no matter where it is, no matter how often it's out there, no matter who puts it in place, it can be weaponized, it can be prostituted, and brought to bear against you. Now, as is typical of the agencies whose function it is to enforce the statutes passed by the political branches of government, the FTC describes its mission in vague and benign terms. They, on their website, they claim they're dedicated to protecting the public from deceptive or unfair business practices and from unfair methods of competition through law enforcement, advocacy, research, and education. And this includes, among other things, policing what the agency considers unfair or deceptive advertising in any medium. So, simply stated, what this tells you is that advertising must tell the truth and not mislead customers. A long time ago, you'd see cigarette ads where doctors smoke Marlboro Lights than any other cigarette out there. Why do they have vitamin C, you know? That's the kind of thing they're actually set up to fight against. Now, I would agree with you that a company which intentionally misleads the public about its products should be answerable for any harms that result. But to a gun control activist, the FTC's authority to control what sort of advertising reaches the public suggests it could be a very powerful tool. Because lately, their new cottage industries have become censorship and propaganda. So controlling the public narrative on firearms is one of the gun control movement's top priorities. Eric Holder, anchor he, the one who should be in the prison jumpsuit. He's a firearm prohibitionist, the former attorney general under Barack Obama. And he spoke on the matter with quite a swagger in a speech he gave while acting as U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia in 1995. He had been appointed to that position by another anti-gun stalwart, Bill Clinton. And part of this, he stated, would be an information campaign. What we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that's not acceptable, that's not hip. And this would involve, he said, a cooperative effort between the government, advertising agencies, newspapers, television stations, entertainers, athletes, community leaders, and schools. Every school day, he insisted, should include some kind of anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. And he said, we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. He illustrated the type of brainwashing he envisioned by invoking the public shift in attitude about cigarette smoking. And he said, over time, we changed the way people thought about smoking. And so now we have people who cower outside of buildings and kind of smoke in private, don't want to admit it. This is not a new thing. This is just, the latest thing to cross, I guess, the barriers. Now, gun control proponents have long sought to use the tactics activists successfully employed to marginalize and suppress smoking in the U.S., to marginalize and suppress gun ownership. And they try to rebrand you and me owning a gun as a public health crisis. And there's the cure to this. It involves coordinated action between the government, private activists, and litigators. And the FTC, by the way, was a major player in the smoking effort, eventually claiming, at the behest of activists in and outside of the government, the authority to ban advertisements for cigarettes that they consider to be aimed at kids. Even though, as with guns, cigarettes could not legally be sold to kids. So that effectively means no advertising at all, because who's controlling what their kids watch? I mean, after they get to be a certain age, a child is almost, they're quite the genius when it comes to doing whatever they want. Their claims were never tested in court because the tobacco company at issue eventually phased out the supposedly illegal ads as they buckled under an avalanche of litigation. And eventually, the FTC dismissed the complaint it had filed against the tobacco company for this allegedly illegal marketing. But guns and cigarettes are not the same thing. The social utility of a gun or firearms was resolved in 1791, and ratification of the Second Amendment occurred then. But that's the historical precedent upon which gun control activists now hope to convince the FTC to reengage the culture war Holder described so vividly. So, last September, a partisan group of anti-gun senators wrote a letter to urge the chairwoman of the FTC to undertake an investigation and consider regulation of the unfair and deceptive advertising practices used by the firearms industry. I mean, I advertise firearm companies here. What's unfair about it? And they wanted to do it the same way they did with tobacco companies. They accused gun companies of specifically targeting and tailoring its advertisements to children and teenagers. And they cited actions against the tobacco and e-cigarette industry as perhaps the example to go by of the agency's authority to suppress supposedly harmful advertising aimed at children. Now, this is the same stupid thing they said about Adam Lanza that, this was all brought about by advertising. Adam Lanza's rampage killing spree was brought about by advertising. They've been trying to do this since 1996. And even the senators admit that the FCC has never taken public action in response to the petitions, and that's likely because the petitions, reduced to their essence, all ask the FCC to enshrine as truth the highly debatable and emotionally overwrought assertion of these gun grabbers and as falsehood and deceptions any positive image gun makers present of their product. So the gun control activists want the FTC to conclusively resolve every existing debate about firearms in their favor and censor any message to the contrary in firearm-related advertising. And so far they have declined that. But they're working on it. They're trying to pressure them into becoming the 800-pound gorilla. Like last month, Senate Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer again called for the FTC to investigate a company for marketing a firearm designed around the needs of minors who are learning to responsibly handle guns. The law says you shouldn't be marketing guns to kids, he insisted, but there's a company in Chicago that is doing exactly that. And he knows that's a lie. He knows that's a false thing to say. There's nothing in the FTC's enabling statute or all those regulations that prohibit a gun company from advertising the fact that it makes a firearm geared toward the needs of young users. Because young users can hunt and target shoot. Rather, he was signaling to what he knows or hopes are activist bureaucrats within the FTC to invent legal authority for that whole proposition. So, they wanted them to investigate the Wee-1 tactical of its JR-15, a magazine-fed, blowback, semi-automatic rifle, chambered in .22 long rifle. Operationally, not that much different than a Ruger 10-22. But what makes it different is it looks like an AR-15 and is scaled down in size and weight to be easily and safely managed by younger users, which is safe. Needless to say, parents have been lawfully teaching their kids about shooting for a very long time. Nothing new, but hey, let's go after this stuff because gun control, good. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back one more time before we, I don't even know what I'm doing later today. I should shoot some video. That's what I should do. Anyway, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm using out loud. I don't do that very often. I'm very sorry. One thing that this pistol brace thing has done is... this has brought the NFA into focus. What the NFA is, what it stands for, what it does. The NFA is taxation and registration and regulatory requirements. And it covers three basic items. There's some others that they call other AORs or something like that. I can't remember what it stands for. It covers suppressors or silencers, depending on who you're talking to. Now, in Europe, of course, you can buy a suppressor at their version of Ace Hardware. It's harder to get the gun than it is the suppressor. But the suppressor, because it's a silencer. You know, these guys watched a lot of movies back. You know, Peter Lorre's out there, bring me the gun and the suppressor. You know, that kind of thing. A lot of that was driven by perception of what a suppressor does, which it doesn't do what they think it does. But, despite all that, it's in the NFA. Short-barreled rifles. Well, if it's short and that means you can hide it underneath your sport coat, well, that's dangerous. We can't have that. So that's in the NFA. And, of course, fully automatic weapons because, you know, there were so many people being killed by fully automatic weapons. That only happened really in any degree that I'm aware of in Chicago with the Tommy gun, which was actually a pistol caliber carbine. Now we have 17 U.S. senators, and I'm not particularly over the top impressed with this, but they've come up with something called the Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles Today, or the SHORT Act. And we're talking about Senators Marshall of Kansas, Kennedy, Louisiana, Barrasso, Wyoming, Boozman, Arkansas, Budd, North Carolina, Mike Crapo, Idaho, Cruz, Texas, Daines, Montana. Conspicuously absent, by the way, in this is either one of my senators in South Carolina, Tim Scott or Lindsey Graham. The six-page measure may have a short lifespan. It will not get out of the Senate with the Democrats in control. And that's what makes it suspect to me, because I kind of think this might be kabuki theater. I also noticed that Thune isn't in that, and or Cornyn. But this is the second go-around for this legislation. But it does raise issues. In a report from KIDO Radio and Boise, Crapo and Reich both took nasty swipes at the Biden administration. They said this administration's vendetta against lawful gun ownership is a gross violation of constitutional rights. A federal gun registry is no place in America, yet this administration is forcing millions of law-abiding Americans to either register these commonly owned firearms or become felons. And this is all based on a rule change, by the way. Nothing of any, you know, this was not an act of Congress or anything where we're sitting there going, oh. No. So, Senator Marshall also went after the administration on the pistol brace rule. And there's legal action in play right now over this. And Marshall observed in a prepared statement, finalization of this rule represents the worst fears of gun owners across the country. The short act will protect Americans from the anti-Second Amendment gun registry that the ATF is abusing the National Firearms Act to create. This Congress, I challenge my colleagues in both chambers to make protecting Americans' Second Amendment rights a priority and sign on to this legislation that will stop the ATF's pistol brace rule in its tracks. Now, this is where this is why I'm not a politician. Because if I was a politician, well, I would get dressed down for this one. I would not be putting it this way. I would simply be saying, America, the Democrats want to take your guns from you. They want to take your guns from you for a reason. For a reason. And we don't think you should ever have your guns taken from you. And the only way we're ever going to do that is to have control of the government. And we got to put the people in control of the government that are actually for the people. And that means first we got to, you know, there's a lot of subtext to all of this. We got to get rid of McConnell. We got to get rid of you. You get it. Now, Second Amendment Foundation, they ripped into the administration for allowing the ATF to adopt its final rule. And they have a legal challenge in the works filed way back in 2021. It's known as SAF et al. V B A T F E et al. Which, that's pretty much taken on everything. Alan Gottlieb said at the time, when we started this process, we anticipated where the agency's efforts would lead. With our co-plaintiffs, we will continue to challenge this new arm brace rule. And they're joined in the case by Rainier Arms LLC, that's John Wong's company, and two private citizens, Samuel Wally and William Green. And it was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas. According to the plaintiff's attorney, Chad Flores, analysis of the 291-page final rule, the definition of a rifle now turns on a bewildering six-factor test. And it can be controlled not by the firearm's objective characteristics, but instead by what ATF agents in D.C. think of a manufacturer's marketing materials or the firearm's likely use. Which, that could vary from person to person, whoever's looking at it. And the new rule itself is forced to admit its dramatic result under this new definitional regime. A majority of the existing firearms equipped with a stabilizing brace are likely to be classified as rifles. And all of this comes at this coincidental moment as Second Amendment Foundation has just launched their 2023 television advertising campaign in which Joe Biden's own admission he wants to ban 9mm pistols as well as semi-automatic rifles is the centerpiece of the 60-second message. And this is already causing trouble in Connecticut, where, according to a muddy announcement by SAF, legal action is heating up because of the state's gun laws, combined with the ATF's new rifle definition, makes criminals out of thousands of Constitution state citizens. Second Amendment Foundation is very busy. Very busy. They have a federal lawsuit against Connecticut Governor Edward Lamont. And several others have filed an emergency motion for a temporary restraining order because a new rule published by the ATF places thousands of Constitution state citizens in serious legal jeopardy. And this is, you know, this is how you do this. You have to go, this is what Second Amendment Foundation does anyway. They go out there and they take the fight to them in the streets. Among the other organizations, the NRA and Gun Owners of America have also endorsed the Short Act. In the interim, while all of this is going on, out in California, you know, Gavin wants to be President Gavin, but he really needs a refresher on Civics 101. And he should really get a refresher on how the courts decide the constitutionality of laws. And his message to law-abiding Californians and the judge whose recent ruling struck down his previous gun control laws was sort of clear. He basically told them to shove it. At a media event, the Gov announced his support for expanded concealed carry restrictions. No mention of cracking down on criminals, just those who obey the law. And this means they're going to ban concealed carry in churches and public libraries and zoos and amusement parks and playgrounds and banks and other privately owned businesses open to the public, which is a little bit of overreach because isn't that up to the business? Now, the U.S. Supreme Court warned that overly inclusive sensitive places laws would run afoul of the Second Amendment. Clarence Thomas wrote, "It is true that people sometimes congregate in sensitive places, and it is likewise true that law enforcement professionals are usually presumptively available at those locations. But expanding the category of sensitive places simply to all places of public congregation that are not isolated from law enforcement defines the category of sensitive places far too broadly." In the meantime, all around him in California, gun control is failing, as it is everywhere. Gun control fails. It fails you. It fails me. It fails. It doesn't fail me to the degree it fails people who believe in it, but it's a failure. Plain and simple. And with that, I'm going to get out of here. Be back next weekend. And between now and then, if you would be prudent, I think you should remember this. You got to stay awake. You got to stay aware. Critical thinking is key. Critical thinking. In any event, thanks for joining me today. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.